KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Severe weather, including tornadoes, have been raking the central U.S. Corey Mead is with the Storm Prediction Center.
Those storms have produced a number of large hail reports, damaging straight line winds, and there have been reported tornadoes across parts of southeast South Dakota and north central Texas.
A likely tornado has caused limited damage in the North Texas town of Denton. In South Dakota, the governor says several people have been hurt after a tornado in Delmont, where buildings are damaged and water, power, and phone service has been knocked out. There's been another arrest in connection with the shooting of two Hattiesburg police officers. AP correspondent Jay Reeves has more.
Mississippi authorities say a fourth person has been arrested following the shooting death of two police officers in Hattiesburg, Mississippi. 28-year-old Cornelius Clark has been charged with obstruction of justice.
The officers were killed during a traffic stop late last night. Cuban President Raul Castro received a warm welcome at the Vatican from Pope Francis. Correspondent Francis D'Amelio reports.
Castro has paid a call on Pope Francis and made a revelation that was quite startling, saying he is so impressed by this pope, he is considering going back to the Catholic Church and praying.
A Wisconsin prosecutor has said he will announce Tuesday whether charges will be filed against a white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed 19-year-old biracial man in Madison. The Dane County District Attorney had promised to give the public advance notice of the announcement in the case of Officer Matt Kinney, who shot 19-year-old Tony Robinson in an apartment on March 6. In the NBA playoffs, Cleveland has beat Chicago. Houston will be playing at the L.A. Clippers. This is AP Radio News. Observers are wondering how the situation in Greece might be a factor in a report due this week on the Eurozone economy.
The Eurozone's economy is described as burgeoning. Greece only accounts for 2% of that economy, but it may again punch above its weight and bruise the Eurozone as a whole. The numbers due out Wednesday are expected to show that the Eurozone grew by 0.4% in the first quarter of the year from the previous three-month period. One economist says the Eurozone is enjoying practically a dream scenario, yet fears that bailout talks will fail, that the Greeks will exit from the Euro, a Grexit, weaken the Euro's punch, and many economists feel the dream scenario of this week could turn nightmarish. Kyle McKinnon, London.
Macedonia's president says an armed group battling the country's police over the weekend left 22 people dead. The leader says the goal was to destabilize the country with terror attacks. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.